B-Pod Studios.
There's no stopping us from the Canadian group station, home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
If you can't get a good selfie after four, quit.
I listen to y'all all the time. I love you guys. I even got my boyfriend listening, too.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Laughs already.
What?
Laughs already.
Painful laughs. But yes, we're already here.
I got to catch up with you about Coachella later on in the show, Roy.
Oh, I'll dive deep with you. Tell you how everything is. I've already agreed to go back with Loren.
Okay.
Not like right away, but before I turn 40.
I think
it'll be my 40th.
All right.
There's a bet that Loren and I have, and I have to see if I win money from the bet. So we'll talk about you and your Coachella thing later on.
Okay.
Do you remember what our bet was?
About him, something happening to him?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, this is exciting.
I need vending machine money, so we have to do it today.
Okay. All right.
I'm back after a little staycation. I went up to Lake Norman.
Looked like a beautiful home you were staying in.
I'll tell you what. There's this little local company called Southern Charm Rentals, and we're hoping that people who listen to the show can enjoy the same amenities this summer. We're trying to partner with them. But, yes, it was a great spot. I will say this, though. I was up in Sherrill's Ford.
That's far.
It is north.
Yeah.
It's still only about an hour and 10 minutes away from Waxhaw, where I was, which is really south. But it was like north. I was about an hour boat ride to the peninsula.
Yeah.
So that's how far north I was, which was really cool, though, because it was like super private.
Right.
The house is great. Heated pool. Heated spa.
That
I'll talk more
baller.
About it later on. Yeah, it was cool. But the one thing I was going to share with you this morning is I realized this as I was leaving my neighborhood. It used to just be like one house. Now it's like three houses in a row. And picture, if you will, driving down a street that's pretty dark, you know, a suburban street. And people have their spotlights sensors so that if a car drives past the house, the spotlight goes off. So this morning I felt like I was on like a GE commercial because I'm driving by one house and the spotlight goes on and I'm like, oh, that spotlight always goes on. I drive by the next house and that spotlight went on. I go, oh, they need to fix their spotlight. And then normally that's it. Well, since I've been leaving in the morning, two other houses in a row now all have spotlights.
Oh,
come so on, when I drive past, it's like bling, bling.
You
bling,
light
bling,
up the neighborhood.
That's funny.
But I find it interesting that people have their spotlights trained for a car that drives past, which I guess is good.
I like that. I want my spotlight. Mine does that. I would love my spotlight being very sensitive.
Yeah.
I love it.
I was like, all good things come to life with GE. How about you, Ren? What's the one thing you need to tell us?
So I played tennis again last night.
Oh, good for you.
How's your arm?
Okay, it actually feels okay today.
All right.
And then I'm also trying to decide if I want to go to Pittsburgh for Memorial Day.
Why do you have an awful, disgusted face?
For Memorial Day? I mean, God, I'd rather be here at the pool, like, you know,
right.
I don't know. So one of my best friends is turning 40. And she's originally from Pittsburgh, but this is my friend who's single, who like gives me all the great stories.
From Florida. Yeah.
Yes. Well, she wants to have her 40th birthday party in Pittsburgh. I'm like, ugh, gross. I love Pittsburgh. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It is not a place where
didn't
I
your husband
propose
there.
And she's like, ugh, vomit show. I love it though.
Yeah. No, it's great, but it's not somewhere you like bring all of your friends from around the country to throw a 40th birthday party. So I'm really struggling with booking this.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't want to spend money to go back to Pittsburgh. So I'm like, can I drive? Can I stay with a relative? Like, you know.
Your transition from tennis to Pittsburgh made it sound like you were going to Pittsburgh to play a tournament. Like, because she goes, yeah, I played tennis last night. Now I'm trying to decide if I want to go to Pittsburgh to play in a tournament.
Because
I got two practices under my belt.
No. I don't have much to talk about in tennis yet. I literally am just swinging a racket at this point. I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, that's good. That's better than not doing anything.
Yeah,
right?
It's true. And I'm having fun.
Yeah.
So.
What about you, Roy Boy?
So I'm in the process of getting my house listed for sale.
Yes.
And
oh, we made that public?
No.
Uh-uh. Oh. Okay.
I honestly don't know where I'm going yet.
Okay.
And that is the honest truth.
Roy selling his house.
I've already booked movers and I haven't even sold my home yet. And my life's crazy right now. It makes no sense. But the listing agents bring snacks. And I love it. I love it. They brought delicious chocolate treats that they baked yesterday.
They brought snacks to your home?
Yes, because they're trying to get our business.
That's cute.
Oh,
you know he and Sterling are sitting there like, what are you bringing today?
No, it's me. And Sterling's upset.
Oh.
They brought 8 treats and there was like 3 left. And Sterling's like, what happened to all the treats? And I'm like, I don't know.
It's rude if you don't eat them.
What do you think happened to him? You're only engaged to an overweight man. What do you think happened? As I told him, I was like, no, I threw him away. What do you think happened?
Oh, man.
And I left 3 left. I ate them.
That's funny. Yeah, Roy's decided that he moved into his home, flipped it, kind of. Fixed everything, and now it's time to sell. Okay.
Let's take advantage of the market while we can.
All right, there you go. So we'll keep you updated on that. We got War of the Roses today at 7:50. I want to talk about the Johnny Depp trial since I've been off this week so far. The Johnny Depp trial is...
He's so boring.
Oh, you have no idea.
Maney was texting me to watch it, and I was already watching it and annoyed with it because they would ask him a question, and by the time he got out a full thought, I had forgotten what the original question was.
It's not a bad plan. It's not a bad move.
It's more like a long-form interview than a trial.
Is Howard Stern doing the cross-examination?
That's what it feels like.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. I'll tell you a little bit more about my staycation. I talked to a neighbor who bought the house next door, and they're in the process of renovating that home. And they found something funny left over by the old owner. So we'll talk about
that.
That's
fun.
Yeah, there's lots to do today. And we have $500 for you with kissing your bills goodbye at 8 a.m., right?
Yeah.
That's still happening. Right?
Don't go anywhere. Big show. Big Maney Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Come on. Let's do it. It's the Maney Roy and the Red Morning Show. All the hits. Kiss 95.1. Today is April 21st, right? It's a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And today's Thank You Thursday.
Wow.
It's a day that you should express your gratitude to other people around you. So thank you, Producer Nicole, for doing all that you do for the Maney Roy and Loren Show.
I'm thankful for all of you.
I'm thankful for you, making me laugh every day.
As am I.
What?
I said, as am I, for you guys.
Be specific.
I love that I come in here every single morning, and most days I don't even need coffee. Like, you guys make me laugh and get me in the groove.
She's drinking coffee. I think she's lying.
I want to say thank you, Loren, for being so open about your life. I love that you come in here. By the way, can we get an update either later this, it's already Thursday, but tomorrow or next week about your commercial?
My commercial.
Oh, the one inside the home.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that's different than the Gerber baby.
Yeah, it's different than the Gerber baby.
Okay. So we're talking about the Gerber baby today. You're home for shot for a commercial next week.
Call me Kris Jenner.
There's a lot of publicity with our Loren.
That's what
she's
I love.
She's a superstar.
Thank you for that. Thank you to our intern, Eva, who is here today. And I think Tuesday's her last day. We had a huge roster of interns for the summer. And I said to Nicole, when do they start? Since her last day is on Tuesday, she goes, oh, I don't know how many we have anymore. I guess a lot of them ghosted, flaked, didn't qualify, things like that. So we'll see what happens with our summer internship program. But anyway, thank you, producer Nicole, who's in here today because the computers are broke. So you get to be with us all morning.
Yeah, she's pumped.
She sounds so excited about that.
Let me tell you something, dude. You weren't here this week, and I'm trying to do the show.
It's hard with her.
I'm cooked from Coachella, not offering much. And then this one over here refuses to talk, producer Nicole.
Yeah, no.
Refuses.
That's why, our bosses go, when Loren's gone, just put Nicole in that seat. I go, no, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
I love Nicole. She tells good stories, but she doesn't want to be on every break and do radio.
Yeah.
I did one thing, and I was like, all right, I want everyone's opinion. And only Loren gave her opinion, and I just sat in silence. I'm like, are you gonna weigh in?
I told you off the air. I wasn't giving you my opinion. Why are you asking me?
This is the Maney Roy and Loren Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
So much going on in the world. I'm back from a little 3-day staycation. Union County is on their spring break this week. So my wife and my son Dean are in California. And like you, Roy, they were on the plane on Monday when the no mask rule went away.
Oh, it's crazy.
That's what she said. And my wife said.
We couldn't have waited. Until we couldn't wait a day.
Yeah, no.
We had to. The thing that we've been conditioned for like the past 2 years, we had to interrupt mid-flight and yank it off.
Yeah. Right.
Was it Trevor Noah said that I don't want to be like on a roller coaster and all of a sudden you go, hey, the safety rules have changed.
Right. You can take your seatbelts off.
That's different. You know, listen, there's so many different angles and ways to look at this, from personal choice to safety to numbers being down to the airlines not wanting to police it, right? Sure. I mean, there's 50 different ways you can look at it. There's not one way. But the reason why I bring up the airplane is because a woman paid extra for a seat, Roy, and another child, not hers, another child was scared and didn't want to sit by the window. And they asked the woman if she would move seats or give up her seat. And she said no. She wouldn't allow the kid to sit in the seat that she paid an extra $60 for.
Mm.
Oh, so she paid extra for a seat.
Like we did when we went out to L.A., you got an extra seat because we were flying long, you know, across the country. You wanted the room.
Yeah. Yep. And then they try to put a person in that seat because they overbooked the flight.
Yeah.
But that's different. You guys booked a whole nother seat.
So did she.
She booked. So when you book airfare now, they ask you, like, if you want to pick your seats ahead of time and they're premium seats, you pay like $60 for it.
Well, she bought an extra seat, though. So she has her seat and the extra seat, but she wanted the extra seat to be empty.
I gotcha.
She didn't want anybody to sit there. She didn't want to sit in the middle. She wanted to sit in the aisle with the middle seat empty, and the kid wanted to sit on the aisle, and she said no, and I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with it, too.
She paid extra for the seat. Having said that, I just ran into something kind of similar. We were flying through Atlanta to Atlanta, and they, for whatever reason, couldn't put me and my fiance beside each other. So my fiance went to this guy, said, hey, will you move to this row? And I sit here so I can sit beside my fiance. And he's like, no, I picked the seat that I want.
Right.
And then here comes me barreling around the corner. And I'm like, it's okay. It's going to be tight. It's going to be a tight squeeze for all of us.
Nice. Yes, sir.
You know, he didn't move, but you could tell his face. I looked at his face, and he was so upset.
Yeah.
And then so finally some, you know, because I'm loud on a plane. So everybody around knew the problem.
Right.
And so someone's like, okay, we'll move for them. We'll move for them.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Cool is our city. Like, I absolutely love the fact that I live in Waxhaw and an hour and 15 minutes away is Sherrill's Ford. And I have actually never been to Sherrill's Ford. I know the Sherrill's Ford area. I know it's where a lot of the fancy NASCAR drivers live up that way in nice homes on the lake. But we did a little staycation. I took my daughter, Ruby, and my niece, one of her friends, my brother and his wife, all went and stayed at this house for 3 days, which was really nice. It was like the perfect time.
That's great. Right.
Like, you could do a week and enjoy it, but 3 days was perfect. The problem was that the 3 weeks that we did, I'm sorry, the 3 days that we took were like freezing.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Like, what the hell, Mother Nature?
Man, cold, bud.
Like, it was 50 on Monday.
It was cold down in South Carolina at the beach.
Yeah. And then, like, we went out on the lake on Tuesday because we got a boat. And
you wear jackets?
What?
Did you wear a jacket on the boat because of the wind?
Yeah, a jacket. You would have thought I was on Deadliest Catch.
In Alaska, deep sea fishing.
We were bundled up to the nines. And I'm like, oh, this is perfect. There's nobody on the lake. After being on the lake for 10 minutes, we realized why there was no one out on the lake.
Yeah.
When it's 53 out and you're riding a boat, it's 33.
Mm-hmm.
So we were freezing. And then I wanted to give the boat charter a plug. Forgot the name.
Did they drive you or you drove?
What?
You drove your own boat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was shocked that I found out yesterday that you don't have to like take a boating class. You can just go drive a boat.
Well, I have experience. You know, you have to say whether or not you have experience.
Yeah, I have none.
I can't dock a boat. That's the problem.
But Nicole can dock a boat. What'd your dad always say?
If you know how to dock a boat, the better chances you'll get invited on a boat.
There you go.
That's true. I like that. That's funny.
That's not a bad saying.
It's not.
You taught me how to dock a boat. I mean, I was a teenager. I don't even know if I was a teenager. I was in a boating class by like 10 or 11.
That's cool. I mean, you'd be invited on the boat with Lorraine. She doesn't know how to dock.
That's it.
So she would need you.
Dallas knows how to dock it, and that's about all I need or know.
Yeah.
It was great, and the inside of the house was fantastic. So when it was cold and like windy on the lake and we couldn't go boating, then we had a hot tub, which was nice. The pool was heated. A ping pong table. My brother Rich is like basically Olympics style Forrest Gump ping pong player.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He beat me like 10, if not 10, 15 games in a row. I didn't win one game. I don't think I made it past 15 points. And I fancy that I could beat anybody in ping pong.
Did you feel like you were like 10 years old again and your older brother was just going ham on you?
My sister-in-law couldn't believe the noises coming from down in the ping pong table room area because I'm yelling, ah, that sucks, you know? And then he's yelling, yeah, come on. And he's yelling, come on, you could do better. Now, my sister-in-law comes down and she goes, why are you so competitive? And I reminded her that she actually got my brother Rich a ping pong ball feeder.
Oh.
You know what that is?
I imagine it's like a baseball feeder. You put exactly. The balls in and you, yeah.
Yeah. So that was like his birthday present when he was like turned 50. And I go, well, you were the one that got him a ping pong feeder that feeds 100 balls at one time. And you just sat in the garage and hit the balls.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally like Forrest Gump hitting up against the table.
Hmm.
You know?
So but wouldn't you have to pick up all the balls?
You do. You have to go pick up the balls. You have to do that in tennis too.
Ooh.
Which is nice. Oh. Sarah in Rock Hill says, Nicole, you can come on my boat anytime.
Hey.
Just Nicole?
I know. I was like, wow.
She knows how to dock.
Just me.
Listen, she knows how to dock. Manny's got a good playlist. I'll bring a party. Roy's on alcohol. We got it.
I'll be the guy that gets on the boat and everything turns wobbly and everyone gets nervous temporarily. Oh, God, is he going to tip over?
Anyway, Cheryl's Ford, what a beautiful area. That's what I wanted to say. Right by Lake Norman State Park. What a fantastic. I'm so happy that we live in a city where you can go to that beauty.
Yeah.
Just a couple, like an hour away.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
I'm Puerto Rican, and y'all do my freaking morning every single day.
Aw, thank you.
I got my customer listening to you guys. I love y'all. Thank you so much for making my day.
On KISS 95.1.
So an A-list celebrity is really giving Court TV the ratings this week. Johnny Depp took the stand in his defamation lawsuit against his former... What, were they married?
Yes,
yeah, they were married. Right? Yeah, former wife, Amber Heard. And it started Tuesday afternoon. My sister-in-law are up at the vacation house at the lake and... We're watching Court TV, and all of a sudden they go, Johnny Depp. There was a Johnny Depp takes the stand countdown clock on Court TV.
Which evidently now is just on the internet. You can't even get Court TV on TV.
Oh, I did.
Oh, you did get it on TV?
And by the way, side note, since we have a minute here, let me just go off on cutting the cord. Everybody that cuts the cord can kiss my you-know-what.
What?
Because cutting the cord is awful. It's awful. I watched Samsung TV.
I don't know what that is.
Exactly. Luckily, it had Court TV, but other than that, it didn't have anything else. It's got episodes of 90210, Melrose Place. It's the worst. It's like Pluto TV.
But if you get, what is it, YouTube Live? Or
I don't have that, TV. So I couldn't log into it.
I know, but if you just got that, you would still have access to everything. Or if you got Hulu or like...
I have an Apple TV box, which has all my apps, and I watch all my shows. I have live TV through it, and I cut the cord.
Listen.
You're overpaying for the cable.
It's worth it. I get everything I need. I wanted to watch the basketball game on the other night, and then I couldn't get ESPN. You have to go to the ESPN app, but I don't want to log into the ESPN app at the vacation house because I'll forget to log out. My algorithms will get all messed up. It's awful. Awful. DirecTV. Spectrum.
No.
All of it. Yes. Anyway, so So the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial, there's a clock countdown. Johnny Depp taking the stand. And when he takes the stand, Roy, because you haven't watched any of it, and there are a lot of people probably haven't either.
You're not missing anything.
No, you're missing a train wreck, because really all it is his attorney doing a long-form interview with him.
Yeah. It's like character analysis or development or whatever they call it. But did they ever get... Because wasn't there something where there was poop in the bed?
What?
Did they ever get there?
Bed. Yeah. She pooped the bed. Yeah.
Because I tried to hang in for that, but I every time Johnny Depp is asked a question when he's on the stand, it takes forever for him to get a thought out. So I've already forgotten the question by the time he answers it.
Yeah, I mean, bringing up something as embarrassing as pooping the bed.
He did. Because he's trying to paint her in a certain light.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they went over everything, how he got into acting. Do you know that he doesn't want to be an actor? He wanted to be a musician.
Right.
And so he talks like this, too. And he's like, they're like, Mr. Depp, his female attorney, Mr. Depp, tell us how you came to be an actor. And you think he would go, well, I didn't want to be an actor. I was a musician. I moved out to Hollywood and I became an actor. It
That's
just worked
not
out.
How the answer goes.
How did I become an actor? Well, I didn't want to be an actor. And then he's got that British accent kind of thing, too, going on. Uh-huh. He's like, I moved out to Hollywood, and then I met
it doesn't even
Nick
go
Cage.
That fast. It really doesn't even go that fast.
Right.
It goes, I think when I was a child, but I can't really remember. Maybe I was around 6, 7,
at this
eight.
Point,
the guy doesn't have a script, right? He's an actor.
That's true. Here's a little bit. Listen.
I'll just watch. I'll be either watching TV or hanging out, and that was just not acceptable. I didn't understand why I was not allowed to go to sleep when I wanted to, as opposed to when she wanted to.
He's like a more articulate Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah. That guy sounds like he's baked or drunk.
What'd you do? So apparently, Pirates of the Caribbean changed his life, obviously, because he was a good actor. But when he went to Disney, he became a great actor. So now the cross-examination starts yesterday, finally. And that's when things are going to get good, because Johnny can't do a long form. Every answer he gave, Roy, was 10 minutes. Every answer. 10 minutes of him just doing a long form interview. So the cross-examination started yesterday, and he said, Mr. Depp, you really weren't going to do Pirate 6 anyway, even though you said that my client, Amber Heard, is the reason why you couldn't do Pirate 6. Is that right? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, well, could you read this back and forth between you and like your agent about doing Pirate 6, and you say, no, you didn't want to do it. Can we do that? And then he's like looking through it. He's like reading on the teleprompter, you know, and he's like, I'm not quite sure where you're seeing that. And it's like,
wait, so he wasn't going to do the movie anyway. He's blaming her that she's the reason why.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, that's some crap. He wasn't going to do it anyway.
Well, that's what the lawyer's getting to. You know, and now reminder, this is just a civil lawsuit. This is not criminal. Right. He's suing for $50 million defamation.
And this lawsuit should really only go on for a week. It's going to be a month at the rate that Johnny is speaking.
Yeah. I mean, at one point, they asked him to do a little bit of his movie, and here's what happened.
What are you doing? You burned all the food, the shape, the rum.
Yeah.
Me, I'm dishonest. And a dishonest man, you can always trust to be dishonest. Honestly.
I always thought that that was a voice put on. Now I know that's just how he is.
He has become
his character,
Captain Jack, and he keeps his accent because he goes, when I was with Miss Head.
Right, he's from Kentucky.
Right.
I thought he was British.
No, he's from Kentucky.
Miss Hood over there. Yes. And that's how it is. Anyway, if you can get to a TV today, find some time to watch Johnny Depp on the stand.
Someone's saying, is this the roast of Johnny Depp? Yeah. Welcome to the Main and Ronda Red Show.
It's unbelievable.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
So here's a question for you. After they died, what did you find out about the person? Oh. Did you find something that was left behind when you went through and cleaned up someone's house? The reason why I bring this up is because when I was up on the lake there in Sherrill's Ford for my little staycation the last couple of days, I got talking to a person who lived like two houses down, and they are flipping the house, and someone older had passed away that lived in the house, and he said that she... had an entire dresser filled. The house had all the stuff still left in it. And the craziest thing was that she had an entire dresser filled with starfish. He said if there wasn't 1,000 starfish, there was 2,000 starfish.
Like ones that she had collected on the beach.
Bought, collected. I'm not sure starfish are even in the lake, to be honest with you.
No, I don't think so.
No, I think starfish are saltwater creatures, aren't they? Yeah. I mean, I'm not a starfish expert. I don't really care how they got there. I'm more like, why did she have this starfish?
She's going for that beach theme.
She said they collect things.
2,000 of them?
Yeah, like kids collect seashells. You know what I mean?
Me thinking to myself, I can't wait to tell Roy and Loren about this. And then I get here and you two are on her side like, yeah, what's next, Manny? She likes to collect starfish. Let's move on.
She has a unique taste.
Admit that it's odd, though.
It is a strange thing, especially in Charlotte, to collect.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's up at the lake, so there's a whole water vibe. But by the way, I didn't even think of that. Because at first I was like, yeah, maybe she is collecting them in the lake. But now I'm thinking, like, starfish, are they fresh water?
They're starfish are for sure fresh water.
Are they?
Really?
Yeah. I think so.
Starfish are in the ocean.
Oh, ocean. That's what I meant.
That's salt water.
So they're salt water.
Whatever.
They are saltwater animals,
they're
salt
water.
Yes. Okay, so she's not even collecting them out of the lake.
No. That's why I said it's strange to collect it here.
Yeah. but he's like, I don't even know what to do with them. And because I asked him that, I was like, well, are you going to keep them? Are you going to use them in the house? He's like, I thought about maybe keeping them as like a homage to her, like maybe put them outside on like the patio or something.
No.
I was like, that's cool. But he's like, I'm pretty much just probably just going to throw them away.
No. You need to go all throughout the lake and just spread them around and freak people out.
He gave me like three to give to Ruby. So they're in my Jeep somewhere in the back, probably broken at this point. But we want to know from you guys, what did you find after the person died? Did you find out something about them that you never knew, or did you find out like they had left something in the house and you were shocked?
704-570-9595. We'll take your phone calls. It's the Mania in the Room Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. What did you find when they passed? You know, a lot of people hide the secrets up until secrets till the grave.
Yeah. Don't you always hear about like grandmothers who passed away, and then you go through the house and people find money hidden behind a piece of art?
Yes, in drawers. I know somebody who found 10 grand around the house.
Gosh.
In different places, packed in different boxes. Like random boxes. It would be a box with pictures, and then there'd be $3,000 underneath the picture.
Holy cow.
And clearly grandma forgot or grandpa forgot where they were, right?
Yeah.
So someone I know that I ran into found a whole bunch of starfish in this woman's house, and the woman had passed away. So I'm like, what do you do with the starfish? And we actually got Misty in Gastonia who wants them, you guys.
Oh.
And don't tell that man to throw them away. I want them. You want 2,000 starfish?
And are you related to the person that passed? Why would you want so many starfish?
Give them to somebody who has like an Etsy shop and they can turn it into something.
Okay. I mean, I didn't know that. Maybe they're valuable. You know?
Maybe. I don't know.
Jamie and Charlotte texted in and said, when my great aunt died, we found out she was an entire year older than we actually thought she was. So we were celebrating her birthday wrong her entire life.
That's funny.
I wonder if she knew it. She was just, you know what I mean?
Wanted to be a year younger.
And doing the old women thing, Yeah, I'm not going to give you my age, right, Ren?
Right, that's right.
Let's talk to Shannon and Lincolnton. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi. So what was found after they passed?
So it wasn't me, but when my grandma died, we found a letter, and it was basically saying, like, the man that my aunt thought was her dad wasn't her dad, like, her entire life. Yeah.
Ooh, how did your aunt handle that?
Not well. She kind of doesn't talk to any of us anymore.
Wow. It's not your fault.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's a lot of animosity, like, towards us. I guess she felt like we knew and didn't tell her, but
you didn't know.
A shock to all of us.
Yeah. Wow. Where was that letter?
It was in, like, a jewelry box that we found.
Yeah. So you have no idea. You open up this random jewelry box. You're like, okay, anything in here? And then you're like, oh, here's a letter. Oh, my God.
Right.
So did she, I wonder if she ever found her real father.
She did. He had passed away, but she has, like, 12 siblings up in Iowa, half siblings.
Oh, yeah. She's...
She got a new family.
Yeah, she got a new family of 12 people, Shannon.
Yeah, she's not talking to you because she's busy.
By the way, if you don't think there's things are going on in Lincolnton, move to Iowa, okay? There's nothing going on there. Thanks, Shannon. Thanks for listening and sharing.
All right, Nikki and Hickory, welcome to the Main Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey there. How are you guys?
Doing well. What was found after they passed?
Actually, it was my aunt and uncle's house. They had went to make an elevator where the chimney once used to be, and they found $110,000 buried in the wall of where the chimney was.
What?
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, it was a very, very great shock to the entire family, and it was a blessing to them, but they unfortunately couldn't turn it in because the people before them had passed.
Okay.
So, what do you do with that?
They just used it for, I guess, making the elevator. Yeah.
it's a gift from God. We're supposed to have this elevator.
We got a text message. Someone found $25K in my grandpa's underwear drawer. my husband was cleaning out his uncle's apartment when he passed and found a dresser full of Playboy magazines going back to the 80s. It was in mint condition. That's the best. I'm sure there's other counties that are on their spring break this week. But Roy went to Coachella, and I know you did a whole recap the other day, but I'm supposed to collect money from Loren if you got injured and visited the medical tent. Did you get injured and visit the medical tent at Coachella?
Be specific, even if it was for your blisters.
Was there a medical tent visit?
No, there was not a medical tent visit. I almost did, though. Almost. Almost.
All right, Loren, I'll pay
up. Cough it up.
Let me tell you, because the medical tent is a magical place at a music festival. They have places to sit. They have fans. They have places to relax. They got snacks. They got drinks.
They care for you.
It's an amazing tent. And so on the last day, I had blisters all over my feet.
What shoes were you wearing?
Well, my first day, I was wearing my, what are these called?
Air Force Ones.
Okay.
That gave me horrible back pain. So then I switched it to Allbirds, and then that gave me blisters. And I was like, well, I think I'd rather take blisters over back pain.
Could you went with one Air Force One and one the other shoe?
And so there was a time Sunday where I guess one of them popped, and so it was hard for me to stand. And to the point that I went to the bathroom, and I just sat in the bathroom just to get a load off, because there's no seat at Coachella.
Right.
You either sit in the desert,
right,
in the dirt, or you stand.
So between stage, the main stage one and main stage two, how far of a distance is that?
About a 30-minute walk.
Oh.
About all the stages are a
20-30-minute
walk. And then if you're walking with the masses, you can expect even more of a walk.
Yeah, because when I lived in Memphis, they still do it now. They do something called Memphis in May, and they have the Music Fest, which is awesome. Like, Katy Perry's performed, Kanye's been there. A lot of people have performed, big acts. And yes, stage A and stage B are probably, you can see them, but to get from one stage to the other to go listen to the music, because they have to be far apart, so that artists could play at the same time.
I think the music festival did this weird thing where they would put up walls where walls didn't need to be.
Okay.
So, like, I'd be, like, trying to get to one stage, and I realized, oh, I have to walk backwards all around this one whole wall to walk around to get to this stage. It was a confusing little place.
There's a rumor that you left the couple that you went there with and bailed out on them.
Night that I wanted to go to the medical tent because it's in a magical place with, you know, sofas and whatnot. Yes, yeah, so I, like, we were south there the weekend. It was supposed to be Swedish House Mafia in the weekend. I don't really care for Swedish House Mafia. Maybe one or two songs I know of.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really adamant about making, like, Swedish. Like, at some point when The Weeknd announced that they were going to be headliners, I kind of thought they would just move Swedish House Mafia to a small stage.
Mm-hmm.
No, like, they needed to get the Swedish House Mafia set in. Well, Swedish House Mafia didn't start for 30 minutes. They started 30 minutes late, which means that The Weeknd's going to start like 30 minutes late, and I'm dying. So I can't move. I can't sit. I can't. I've done 3 days of being out in the blazing 100-degree weather.
Enough.
Enough is enough. So I left our friends that we...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I literally traveled to Coachella with, and that was my last time seeing them. I was like, hey.
Did you do, like, I'm going to go get a drink, I'll be back, and then never come back?
No, it was a lot of Sterling going, are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure you want to do this? And I was like, yeah. And then we told our friends, like, hey, we're not seeing you anymore. Like, we won't even see you at the hotel. We're leaving.
Wow. And Sterling was okay with that?
Yeah.
Well, what's he gonna
do? Here's this move I do. I have what I want to do whenever I'm on vacation, I kind of do.
Right. Well, you know.
Yeah.
We've been. I've seen it.
I think
can
Sterling.
You show me, I will try to do play by play for the audience how you are walking with your blisters.
Yes.
Can you go from that wall, like, so I can see your.
Well, it's definitely a limp,
your
right?
Gait.
This is exactly how it was.
Okay, it's a shuffle.
Yeah.
It's a waddle.
You would think something's crammed up somewhere. You know,
it would take you an hour to get anywhere walking that slow.
It took me an hour to leave Coachella.
Uh oh, Loren, you're gonna play against somebody who's beaten you one time before.
Here we go. Ring it
now. It's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
All right, Ashley, welcome to the Mani, Rory, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, you are playing Can't Beat Loren. You have beaten me before.
I have.
All right, let's see.
Which one did she get wrong, Ashley? Do you remember?
I feel like it was the Leonardo DiCaprio movie, The Revenant, and she pronounced it wrong.
Okay, all right, let's see. Maybe they'll get me on a technicality today.
Kick her out.
All right, Loren, go ahead and get out of the studio.
I'm going.
Headphones down, Loren's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear the questions.
Ashley, listen to us down in Lake Wylie. Black Chyna is in court for alleged threats against her Kardashian ex. What is his name?
Rob.
Taylor Swift's longtime boyfriend, Joe Alwyn, says he won't answer engagement rumors. Taylor once dated this Twilight actor with the same name. Who is that?
I believe it was Taylor Lautner.
This K-pop boy band is set to start season 2 of a cooking and education show about Korea. What band is that?
I'm going to guess BTS. I have no idea.
Jada Smith says she's not ready to address the slap on this talk show that she co-hosts. What show is that?
The Red Table Talk.
And question 5, Johnny Depp shares how he lost his fingertip in a fight with Amber Heard. She starred in what DC movie with Jason Momoa?
Oh.
3.
Aquaman?
Come on in, Loren.
All right. This is vital.
Well, did she get them all right again?
She got them all correct.
Another loss.
She got them all correct. We won't tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
You guys make me nervous.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Blac Chyna is in court for alleged threats against this Kardashian ex. Who is he?
Rob Kardashian.
Taylor Swift's longtime boyfriend, Joe Alwyn, says he won't answer engagement rumors. Taylor once dated this Twilight actor with the same name.
Taylor Lautner.
And question three. This K-pop boy band is set to start season two of a cooking and education show about Korea.
BTS.
Jada Pinkett Smith says she's not ready to address the slap on this talk show that she co-hosts.
Red Table Talk.
And question five, Johnny Depp shared about how he lost his fingertip in a fight with Amber Heard. She starred in what DC movie with Jason Momoa?
I assume Aquaman.
Your assumption would be correct. Final score 5-5. Lorraine, you have 56 wins.
Woo! Ashley, good job. You are up on your pop culture, girl. All right, so before we let you go, Ty's unfortunately stay with the house. You know the rules. We're going to have you say it.
Yep, great job. I tried, but I cannot be Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, Ashley.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
And make sure you stick around because we have money to give to you, $500. Kissing those bills goodbye. Coming up next.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Aaron is with us for War of the Roses today, and a little different. Aaron thinks his girlfriend Layla is cheating on him. Why do you think so, Aaron?
Well, she's a pharmaceutical rep, so I mean, I understand that she has to take clients out and she has to go, you know, out to dinner with guys that she's trying to get business from. But she's been going out an awful lot lately, and it's a bit vague about who she's out with and why it's taking so long. And I, you know, you just kind of get that feeling sometimes.
So yeah. She wasn't going out as much as she is now, maybe? Like,
Yeah. It seems to be a bit excessive lately. And the more I asked her about it, you know, like she used to tell me, oh, it's this such and such person and this such and such guy and he's a pain in the butt, blah, blah. And now it's, oh, it was nobody. It was fine. It was, you know, it was very vague now, very, very vague. So, yeah.
So I want to ask this before we really get into this war. How long have you guys been together?
About 4.5 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're together for a long time. Now, Aaron, if we go down this path, is there a certain guy you think that she may be cheating on you with?
I mean, that's what I'm not sure. Like, normally she would tell me the guy's name and stuff, and now I don't. I don't know who it is. That's kind of what...
I get that.
Well, we're going to call your girlfriend, Layla. We'll see who she sends the man package to. It's going to be very important to hear what she puts on the note, okay?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you.
Hi, this is Layla. Can I help you?
Hi, Layla. You're just the person I'm looking for. This is Nicole with Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Well, hopefully I can make your day even better. I have your name and number here as our Insta Tag Contest winner. So congratulations. I have a $125 man package for you to send free of charge to the guy in your life. And there is some cigars in there, a bottle of bourbon, and we can get his favorite jersey in there as well. Do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send him to?
So, listen, I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but I'm in the business, too. You know, I'm in sales, so I'm not trying to buy anything. What's the catch here?
Layla, there is no catch. We just ask that you tag us in a picture of the package whenever that person gets it.
And that's it? You sure?
Yep. It's an Insta tag contest. Somebody tagged you in our post, and now we want to return the favor, give you a package, and have you tag us.
Okay.
All right, and who would this package be going to, Layla?
All right. I don't want to send it to Dave. Let's send it to Christopher.
All right, to Christopher. And Dave's not going to get jealous. Is Dave a boyfriend?
No, Dave's just a client.
Okay, and Christopher. And what would you like to put on Christopher's note? I have a note that goes with the package as well.
Let's put thanks for everything with a smiley face.
Okay, and Layla, I do just want to remind you that this is a romantic package. Would a romantic card be appropriate?
I guess if it's free, it's free. I mean, you know, nothing overboard. But and then can you add Looking forward to working with you more?
Sure.
Looking, like, what kind of work are you doing with Christopher?
Oh my.
Or even Dave? Apparently you have to decide between which
Layla, that's your boyfriend, Aaron. He's been on the phone the whole time, and you're on War of the Roses.
How are you not sending this to me? That should be, okay. That should be going to me. They even told you it was a romantic thing.
Don't overreact. Like, this was something that was free, and I'm just like, he's a very important client who makes the spending decisions, and it was a free thing. It's not like I had put a long thought into it.
So, Layla, this is strictly a business work thing, even though Loren just told you that it's going to be a romantic note.
Yeah. Again, but it was free. Like, I just needed to say thank you for all the business.
You can't send me something for free? I mean, how does that not work? I mean, if they tell you, honey, it's romantic.
Okay, again, this guy works for a giant company and is the top spending decision maker. So, naturally, I have to treat this account with a little more hands-on approach than...
That's my concern. How hands-on are you getting? I mean, I think it might... How things becoming? Okay. Like, literally hands-on?
You know what, Aaron? Like, I'm so tired of this. Like, you're so super possessive, and you don't trust me. You need to understand what I do for a living. I am not crossing the line, with the exception of a little bit of flirting, and all that means is a little bit of convincing. Like, I'm done. Like, I can't deal with the jealousy anymore.
She used to give me all the... She used to say, oh, this is such and such, that guy, he's such a jerk, blah, 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 you know, and suddenly, and lately that's not how it's been.
Yeah,
it's
so,
I have no reason to be
okay, guys, hang on. Everybody to their corner. So, Layla, you're saying the reason that you haven't been forthcoming about where you've been going is because Aaron has been so jealous in the past?
Exactly, because every time I give him a little bit of detail, the conversations get longer and longer. They get less about how our day is and what we're going to do to have fun this weekend, and more about, like, well, who is this guy?
It sounds like you can't trust each other.
Yeah.
So
maybe this is best.
Maybe it is for the best. Layla, you have Loren's number. Aaron, you have our number too. If you guys need anything, let us know. But at least, Aaron, you can look at the bright side. She says she's not cheating, and I believe her.
Yeah, thanks.
Kiss 95.1. It's time to kiss your bills goodbye with the MRL show.
Hey, it's the Mandy Roy and Loren Morning Show, and we have your chance to win $500 right now. It's Kiss Your Bills Goodbye.
Enter the word play on the Kiss 95.1 mobile app or online at kiss95.1.com and be qualified to win $10,000.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mandy, Roy, and Loren.
I enjoy you guys. I listen to you every morning, regardless of where I am. I listen to you through the app, and I just...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
To listen to y'all
on Kiss 95.1.
This is really funny. We found this on Reddit, and people are sharing the things they desperately wanted so bad, wanted it so bad, and when they got it, they regretted it. Roy, I know you probably have a list because you have these crazy things. You go, I'm getting this, I'm getting that, and then like I never see it again after like one or two times.
You're probably right. I need to think on this. Give me a minute.
The responses from Reddit, people sharing the things that they desperately wanted, then really regretted getting. An open relationship was one of them.
I believe it.
I've never seen a healthy one.
A backyard.
It does sound fun.
Right.
Does sound appealing to me.
Yeah. But it's not going to end well.
Yeah.
And it
yeah.
will end. A backyard pool. I always wanted one until I had one. It's a huge pain in the ass.
I feel the same way. Growing up, we had a pool, and it was such a pain to take care of that when we moved to Charlotte, even when I was looking for houses here, you guys were like pushing me for a pool, and I was like, I don't want a pool. I know what it takes to take care of a pool.
See, y'all are crazy because I had a pool, and it is the most easiest, best thing to take care of.
If you have a neighborhood pool, there, I have no desire. I want access to a pool, but I don't want to take care of it.
Someone said... buying a boat. I always wanted one. It's super expensive, though. And you have to keep it in a garage. Burned $80 in gas in an afternoon. By the way, that's when gas was still affordable.
Mm-hmm.
So
Speaking of boats, I want to give a shout out to the Lake Norman Boat Rental and Sales up on Lake Norman. Lorraine, they listen to us every morning.
Oh, nice.
I ran into them over the weekend, or this past week on my little staycation. Things that people really desperately wanted, and when they got them, they regretted it. You can call us and tell us, 704-570-9595.
Oh, I have one. Juicer. We wanted a juicer.
And that's a really good one.
Juicers are the devil. They're the worst.
Why?
Because
they're great to have.
No,
you can, well,
they're not.
They are great to have, but you'll make it for a week, and then you won't make it again. And to clean them, it's a whole thing.
It's a huge appliance. It's so messy. The junk, the fruit, vegetable junk gets everywhere. Mm. You have to put like 7 carrots in to get like half of an ounce of juice out of it.
It is. That is kind of true. I had a juicer for years that I like wasn't using, and I gave it to producer Nicole. Are you using it?
No, because nobody does. You have it. You store it in a cabinet.
Yeah. Nicole's eating avocado toast with hard-boiled egg.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyways,
do you use it?
Thank you for your question. No.
Yeah.
Good.
So nobody uses their juicer.
I used it once to make celery juice.
All right, we got a bunch coming in on text. We'll read them. You could call us, too. We'd love to chat with you about it. What's something that you really, really wanted? Then you got it, and you regretted getting it.
704-570-9595. It's the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show on KISS 95.1. Things that you wanted and then regretted.
So we're getting a couple texts to the studio, and Brian in Kannapolis said, my real estate license. That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Do you use it anymore? I never hear you talk about like.
No, I slowed it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was.
Too many houses have stairs. Roy didn't realize that.
I tell you what, they started building these townhomes so skinny that they were 4 floors.
No.
I ain't walking that.
Do you have any idea what's on the 4th floor? Nope. You can tell me, though.
I mean, you might as well rent out the 4th floor.
Someone said I wanted a puppy so bad, but regretted getting one. Never again.
Yeah, Leslie said I wanted a cricket. I bought it, and I've used it twice to make labels, and that's it. And I've done the same. I wanted a cricket for Christmas.
You regret it?
Well, I never use it. I've used it like 4 times. It's a label.
What
like,
do?
Do
you train the crickets to work for you?
No.
Oh. Cricket, do me a favor. Make me a label. Don't talk back to me.
I got an Apple Watch, but I got the one with cellular in it, and it freaked me out that I thought I was getting like cancer in my wrist.
You don't wear it? I love mine.
No, this is just this is just like a pedometer.
Let's see, things that people wanted really bad and then they regretted it. Someone said boobs, except I wouldn't regret it. Another person said, I got a Tesla and I've had nothing but problems with it.
Ooh. I believe it. I'm not a big fan of the Tesla.
Let's see.
I don't like anything that's smarter than me, and clearly it's a better driver.
Here's the thing. When I was in San Francisco, the Uber driver had a Tesla, which is so San Francisco.
Right.
And it was the roughest ride. I was not comfortable. Bouncing around everywhere.
Does it like downshift when you come to a stop?
Yeah, it was hard on all the bumps. I don't know about
Nicole
downshift.
Nicole knows. She drove her friend's Tesla.
It does.
It does? You can feel it like switch over?
Like if you let your foot off the gas, I drove several miles, didn't need to use the brake once because it's just that you let your foot off the gas.
And it stops.
So cool.
Yeah.
Another text message, something that someone really badly wanted, and then when they got it, they regretted it. They said a husband. I was wanting a husband really bad. Then when I got one, I thought, what the heck was I thinking? That's funny.
A Roomba for me, too. Oh,
I love the Roomba.
No, see, here's the problem with me. I spend 90% of my time checking on the Roomba because it gets stuck. It's like.
So you could have just vacuumed yourself.
Yeah, yesterday I saw it was taking the chair for a ride. Like the chair, like it was dragging my chair.
I think yours is possessed.
No, I just have a small house. You need like a big open floor plan. Yeah. I have a small ranch.
Roy uses it in his bathroom and it just like bounces back and forth between walls.
Yeah.
It eats everything.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So it was like about 2 weeks ago that Loren came in and she said somebody strange knocked on her door. And they wanted to do what?
They wanted to film a commercial in my house.
You're into it.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband, Dallas, isn't so sure. You're not even sure what the product is. You said it was something with home health, though, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So
they won't tell me exactly what it is.
And by home health, I mean like some sort of medical thing, but they'll probably use your house as one of those happy places where the family's eating dinner and everybody's around for the holidays or something. But any update on that?
Not yet. I'm waiting to hear back from them.
Okay. Now, Roy, you brought something else to my attention. It's my first day back after taking a 3-day staycation, and you said she blurted out something else recently that's almost like this, but different.
No, they snooped on my computer.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was looking at her computer, okay. And I noticed that she was filling out an application, and I thought, oh, maybe, you know, she's finding better opportunities. No, it's not that she was applying for another job. She was applying to put her child as the Gerber baby.
What?
So what is that?
And just call me Kris Jenner. So it's just, Gerber has their like annual Gerber baby thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when Cash was little, I think maybe I entered him in it.
I feel like you did. I feel like we've been down this road before.
I can't remember, but with the opportunity, they've opened the Gerber baby up a little bit older now. So Jackson still technically falls in the Gerber baby realm.
I didn't think they open up the Gerber baby thing so often. I thought like once you're a Gerber baby for like 100 years.
I think they're like they do it every year. Then they feature that baby in the new ads, right?
You want to hear the application? I took screenshots.
Oh,
of my
I was
going
to read it to you, but go ahead. Coming from you.
This is what I read yesterday. Jackson is the happiest COVID baby you will ever meet. He is always up for a hug and a kiss. He loves tickles and will snuggle and talk to just about anyone.
It's true.
He's always got an infectious smile on his face, and he eats everything.
That's
good
true
point because you need
it's
that for
true.
The Gerber food,
right? I think I sold him pretty well as like a happy baby who will work with you on set.
Yes, that baby will work for food.
Yes.
So when do we get to vote, or you put it in and they pick? How's that work?
I don't. I think I put in, and then they pick like finalists, and then people vote on it from there.
Okay.
But it's like a $25,000 prize.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Nice.
So
there's a lot of trips to Italy
for
25 grand. Well, good. Well, keep us updated. Did you submit a picture and all that stuff? Do you have to submit a good picture?
Okay, so here's the other thing. I can't keep Jackson from getting hurt. He has a black eye currently.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
So find an older picture.
They want like recent pictures. But so I'm waiting for this. Every time one goes away, he gets a new bruise. I'm like, can I just put you in a bubble?
No, just show him the photo with the bruise. He's got street cred.
Makeup under, put blush under it.
I know, and I guess I could Photoshop it, but then if you're a professional person in the industry, you would see Photoshop in a heartbeat, and, you know, I don't know.
Where can other people go to compete against Jackson in the Gerber baby contest?
Just to Gerber.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gerber with a K. Hey, what's going on, Tish?
Well, I called you guys this morning.
Well, you heard the conversation between all of us where Loren wants her baby Jackson to be a Gerber baby, and you texted in something really interesting. What was it?
My son, when he was less than a year old, he too was a Gerber baby.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I put him in a photo. Actually, it was a photo contest, and then they put him in also a Gerber baby calendar. But the photo was really cute. I had headset on him, had earphones at the time, and he has a squinchy face, adorable squinchy face. So I captioned the photo for him, of course, and put, "Do you call this music?" And then there was a couple of others, but that's the one that actually won him as a Gerber baby.
Oh, see?
Okay, so I need to show personality in the photos.
Definitely.
So was he on, like, the products that you buy in the store, or is there Gerber babies for a bunch of different other things?
There's Gerber babies for other things as well. He was not on the products in the stores, but he was in kind of some of the advertising stuff.
Okay.
And then, like I said, the Gerber baby calendar was part of his promotional type thing.
Cute.
That's awesome. There's a little advice from Tish, who had a Gerber baby. You got to do a little personality.
Okay.
spoof it up a little bit. Like, what can we do for Jax? We now he takes a lot of falls. So maybe put a bunch of bandages around it, you know, on him and like little crutches.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and if he's got bruises and things on him, I wouldn't change a thing. I would leave it just like it is.
Did you get free Gerber for life, Tish?
I got free Gerber for a few years, but not for life.
You don't need free Gerber for life, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Just until they get old enough.
Yeah, perfect. Okay.
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. Thanks for the advice for Ren. Congratulations. That's really cool.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I love when our audience has done something that you want to do. It makes me laugh.
Hmm.
You know, you're trying to do this, and yeah, here she is. Tish has already had the Gerber baby. Oh, Loren, that's so 2008.
Right.
I also have to say, Roy, Loren's got this thing about her which I love and I admire. You know, today's Thankful Thursday, where you have to say thank you to somebody just to kind of be polite. And I want to thank Loren for having that follow through, because I know a lot of people would be like, yeah, my kid would be the best Gerber baby, but I'm not going to the website to fill out all the information and then post a picture and then submit the picture and then wait.
Right. It's a lot of work.
It is a whole thing.
Not for you, though.
Nope.
And as if you have the time.
I know.
Which you don't have the time.
But maybe that will lead to her baby becoming a movie star.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And
a lot of actors have started as the Gerber baby. Didn't Leo DiCaprio? We'll post a picture of Jax at the MRL show on our Insta. It's the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. All the hits. Kiss 95.1. You know, speaking of babies, we're reading this article. I guess Disney in Tokyo released some really cool swag. And in order to enter the gift shop, these Disney swag fanatics had to have a numbered pass. And the item that they wanted, which, by the way, this article in the Mirror doesn't say what the item was, they had to have a numbered pass to get in. So it's like going in to get the new iPhone, mm-hmm. right? And you have to have the numbers. It's really strict.
Yep.
And you could only get one item for each person. To get around the limit, witnesses claim they saw people buy extra dolls inside the Disney store and then put them in strollers so they could have double number of items that they can purchase. One item for themselves and one item for the fur baby. And apparently the employees weren't looking at the stroller at the fake baby. So they were just grabbing fake babies off the shelves, putting them in the stroller, saying that they had two kids in there. So now you have the real baby and the fake baby. And you're like, okay.
That's crazy.
I mean, Jackson's taking a nap. You want me to take the cover off the stroller? How rude.
Right? By the way, they were doing this too because a lot of people were taking the items out of the shop and then turning around and selling them for three times the price.
I hate gougers.
How about reverse gouging? Where is this article? Somebody found a gas station owner in Tennessee who was in tears after a customer in Chattanooga knew something was wrong when, after putting 12 gallons of premium gas in his car, the pump's digital readout said $5.65. It was just 45 cents per gallon. And with the average cost of gas, of course, hovering around $4, he went inside to the gas station owner and said, what's going on here? I don't think this is right, which is really nice of this customer,
yeah,
right?
That is very nice.
A language barrier caused confusion at first, so he asked the owner for his receipt. And when the guy showed, you know, this guy showed the owner of the place his receipt, the owner started to tear up. He couldn't hide his pain. He ran back around the counter.
He probably lost so much money.
And started poking at his screen, and then the screen turned red. Nobody had told him in the last 5 hours. There's no telling how much money he lost today. Mm-hmm. He was actually in tears, the guy said.
Wow.
Yeah. But I'm glad there's somebody good in the world who's like, this can't be right.
Yeah.
Like, I probably would have said something, too. Like, is this right? Like, is there a special going on?
I would have probably just went on without going that day.
Hey, people did for 5 hours. 5 hours. It's crazy. All right, we'll do a quick break. When we come back, we got some DM drama, Loren, from someone who doesn't want to give her name. She says that she just dropped her child off at school, and she's not happy with one of the teachers. We'll explain coming up.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Loren, do you know when your garbage day is?
Yes, I do.
How do you know? You don't bring your garbage cans down the driveway.
Because I can see our neighbors bring their garbage down the driveway.
Well, that's a pretty good tell. Although in my neighborhood, nobody can figure out when recycling day is. I think everyone thinks every week is recycling day.
But it's every other week.
It's every other week.
Yeah. I also don't know when mine is, so I just watch for my neighbor's cues.
So you guys are city. You're Mecklenburg County. I'm Union County. And I'm like in like Waxhaw Marvin area.
Uh-huh.
And we have to pay. We have private companies that do our garbage.
Oh, I don't pay for my garbage.
Yeah, well, you do out of your taxes.
Right.
So, I mean, what's the difference? But I have private garbage. And one company comes on Monday. My company comes on Tuesday, Loren, and I know they take recycling garbage every day.
Okay.
See, producer Nicole, you just know. Okay.
She was upset because she didn't know when her garbage pickup day is, and she was waiting for her landlord to tell her that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I found out on the geo map for Charlotte.
Oh, good.
You could, there's Mecklenburg County geo portal, and you're able to look up your home information.
Don't mansplain her.
Intern Ava, can you come in here for a sec, please? Thank you.
And I know over there, Nicole, you're so over adulting. I know you are.
Oh, look at her face. She's not smiling
my
at all.
My fiance last night was having to, like, because we're trying to buy a new home, and he's having to do all this lender stuff. And he was like, I can't do this. I can't do it. I'm like, you can. You don't want to.
Right.
And it sucks.
Have some wine. Maybe take a gummy and sit there and do the work.
Welcome to being an adult.
Intern Ava, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
So we're kind of screwed around today because the computers, you broke both computers in our office, we heard.
Computers.
No.
Worked too hard, probably.
Good answer.
You worked those computers overtime and they broke.
You know me.
To be fair, she is our first intern in like years,
that's true.
The computers weren't used to running.
Yeah, that's cool. You're our first post-COVID intern.
I know. I'm honored.
I know. And Tuesday's your last day.
Sadly, yeah.
It is sad. But I have to ask, though, and if it's personal, you don't have to answer at all.
Don't ask her.
Where the hell have you been for the last hour? I looked up because Nicole doesn't like being in here. And because the computers in the office are broken, you're in Nicole's studio. Nicole's in our studio, right?
Yeah.
So I looked up like 30 minutes ago, and I go, ah, Ava's not in there. She'll be back. And then I just looked up again. I go, Nicole, I think she left.
To be honest with you, I drank a lot of Gatorade today.
Okay. So, so you're doing a lot of... So I don't see when you're coming back and leaving, back and forth. Okay.
Yeah, I'm in and out. I'm like a little...
Did you know that we...
I'm zooming.
Did you know that when you were in our office, we have cameras in our office and we could see you?
Yeah, I didn't know that for the longest time until maybe 2 weeks ago. And then I started wondering, are there things that I did that are so embarrassing?
Yeah, we have a list. We'll tell you on Tuesday. On your last day.
Posted on Kiss95.com.
Yeah.
I didn't know so many people worked without their pants on. That's what I... It was shocking to find out.
Barefoot, too?
All right, so I just wanted to check and make sure you're okay.
Yeah, all is well with me, I think.
Oh, okay. Where you do make frequent, because even when you were in the office, you would disappear for long periods of time. You drink Gatorade every day.
Listen, this is a very confusing building. If you're getting lost, it's okay.
Here's the answer. Here's the answer you should have said. You should have been like, I was strolling the building, making connections, networking.
Yeah, networking.
Yeah, yeah, talking to people, letting the bosses know who I am.
If I learned one thing from inventing Anna, it's you got to network.
You got to. Yes.
You do have to. You walk around and you go, what's wrong with your office?
It's so small and you're an operations manager.
Your office is broke ass. I know, that's true. Our big boss, Quagmire, he has an office and he wants us to go in there. We're like, no, we have to. It's like standing around a little table.
And he has like now a big fancy corporate job. Like, can't we get the guy a bigger office?
He's been offered it. He doesn't want to move.
I can see him not wanting to move.
Yeah. He's like, no, I'm staying right here. I like my window. Mm-hmm. He's like, there's been meetings where we've all been out in the hallway. There's been so many people.
Oh, that's awful.
He's like, let me show you on my computer screen. And I'm like, I'm in the lobby. I can't even see. All right. Well, thanks for your last Thursday of your internship.
Yeah, I know.
What would you say to other interns who want to come do an internship with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show, who are on their way right now to UNCC?
Oh, my goodness. It's so fun. Everyone's super great and super nice and welcoming, and you learn so much.
All right, now don't read the statement we provided.
We got a DM from somebody who wants to stay anonymous, and they said, hey, guys, I just dropped my son off at school. He's in elementary school, and there is a teacher there who's not his teacher, who on more than one occasion has worn dresses or skirts that are pretty short. For example, if she wears a long winter coat or a cardigan, her skirt or dress is shorter than that. I'm talking about reach down and everybody sees up your skirt short.
Oh, okay.
I was wondering, do you guys think I would be a total Karen for pointing it out? I just think it's inappropriate at a school. I would never say anything to anyone at a mall or out in public, but at a school? Come on now. What should I do here?
Well, Karen, let me explain to you. No, I'm joking.
Her name's not Karen. She's not a Karen.
I know. I think if you're a parent and you have an issue with anything at the school, the best thing to do is to talk to the principal or talk to somebody at the school about your issue. I don't think you need to go to the Board of Education.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you should say something to the teacher. But I think you could bring it up.
But I think teachers are different nowadays. You know, when I was growing up, they all looked like they were on Little House of the Prairie. They wore dresses from the neck down to their ankles, and that's just not what teachers look like anymore.
No, but I still think that teachers should have to follow the same, like, appropriate wardrobe school rules that the kids have to follow.
We talked to a teacher, either on the air or in her personal life. I can't remember who. The principal sent her home because she said her skirt was too short.
Yeah, there should be. I mean, if there's a dress code for kids, everybody who works in the school should have to follow the dress code.
So don't you think that this person should say something to the principal?
Yeah. And the other thing is, it's an elementary school, too. You know what I mean? Like, they're little, little kids.
Right.
So they're short, so they can see up there anyway.
Don't stand that close to the teacher, Billy. Come on.
So 704-570-9595. What do you guys think? I mean, MRL fam, if you have a teacher at your kid's school who's not your teacher, so maybe that makes you even feel further removed from it. Like, you just somebody that you see at drop-off, and you're like, no, that's inappropriate. I personally feel like you should reach out and say something to the principal if you feel that way as a parent. You know?
Yeah.
Now, if I was in high school and my parent did that, I'd be really upset. I'd be like, that's the one class I enjoy going to. I mean, it sounds shady, but I'm telling you, it happens. High schoolers like the young teachers, whether it's a guy or a girl. You like the young teacher because you feel like you can relate.
All right, 704-570-9595. Go ahead and call in. Give your opinion on DM drama.
We'd love to hear from people who are teachers. Maybe your school is off and you're on spring break this week. What do you think? I mean, is there a dress code for you as well? There should be. God knows Loren follows it, dresses up like Little House in the Prairie in here.
How did this turn on me?
You just mentioned this Little House in the Prairie a while ago, and I haven't gotten over it.
Okay. All right,
take any calls, guys. The Main Everyone on the Rim Morning Show on KISS 95.1 DM drama. A teacher not following the dress code, evidently.
According to a parent.
We don't know what the code actually is.
A parent said in a DM that she went to school and it wasn't her kid's teacher, right, Ren?
Mm-hmm. She said it's not her child's teacher directly, but it is someone that they see a lot.
Wearing a short skirt or short dress all the time, to the point where if she's wearing like a jacket, the jacket is longer than the skirt or dress. And obviously when she goes in, she takes that off.
Mm-hmm.
So Kelly in Concord, Roy, she's a teacher. She can shed some light on this. Hey, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Great. We're doing great. Tell us what you think.
Yes, there is a dress code for teachers. Your dresses or skirts need to be to your knees. And if you were to wear like a tank top dress or a tank top shirt, it has to be like the width of like your driver's license. It's like three fingers width. That is the policy for school teachers in the county that I work in.
Now, she said, I believe it went just above the knee.
Yeah, some people think it's appropriate to just cheat a little bit. But when you're at school, you should look appropriate and you never know what could happen. You have to bend over quickly, things like that. So,
Kelly,
you know, it's up to the school's administrators to push the issue for teachers to follow the dress code.
To reinforce it.
Right. Do you think being a teacher that the principal doesn't see this or that other teachers don't see this? Like, they're aware of what she's wearing, right?
They're all aware of it, for sure. Yeah.
They're probably all talking about it. They don't want to do anything. But if she says something, it might force them
to
do something.
Trigger it. Yeah, there you go. All right. Thanks, Kelly.
That parent should say something to the administrator.
You think so?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I'm so scared to say anything bad about a teacher right now. Teachers are just going through the thick of it, man.
I know.
I don't want to upset one and lose another lose another teacher. Christina, welcome to the Mania Roy the Red Morning Show. What do you think?
I think, Kelly said that, there is a dress code for teachers. Kids are impressionable at any age. So I think following a specific guideline should be what that teacher should be doing. If it's learning for a parent, then it should be brought up.
Okay, so it should be brought up to the principals, and the teacher should be following the rules.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Christina.
I don't know why I'm just so on the other end, because I see TikTok teachers dress so cool nowadays, and I wish my teachers dressed like that.
I think you can still be cool without being revealing.
I don't think just above the kneecaps and not revealing.
She said when she bends over, you can see everything.
Well, when I bend over, you can see everything, and I never wear a dress.
Someone texted in and said she should mind her own business, especially since it's not even her kid's teacher. I'm sure there is a dress code, and it's up to the principal to enforce it, not some random parent.
Hmm.
And then somebody else says, nope, teachers need to dress appropriately because they're running the school, right? And there's sexual harassment allegations. If someone says something to her, this is not a bar. It's a school. This is how an S show starts. And then finally, Jeff says, if the administration doesn't have a problem with it, then Karen should back off. People are all over the spectrum on this.
I know. Even in the room, we're a little split.
Yeah, really interesting.
You're listening to the Mandy Roy and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
I was talking to my buddy. We both have kids, and we have to pay for the kids' lunches. And he's like, my parents would give me lunch money all the time, and I never bought lunch with it. Like, I saved it up.
That was
and
your
eventually,
side hustle?
Yeah. Eventually, he bought a moped.
What?
With it. Yeah.
My mom would write a check to the school.
Yeah, so back in the 90s, when I went to high school, they gave us cash. You would pay for cash at the cafeteria.
Mm-hmm. We had cash, too.
So he wouldn't eat, or he would just eat like a Snickers or something and be good, whereas I'm starving. But he saved his money and bought a moped with it, and I totally forgot about that.
But how long did he have to save for a moped? Because, like,
2 years.
I was going to say, like, when we had cash lunches, like, I think it was like $1.50 at most.
$3 a day. 2 years. Ended up buying it for like $500-$600 or something.
Mm.
But we have our favorite intern, Ava, in here. Intern Ava, inventing
Hi.
Ava.
Hi. Good morning.
Mom
morning.
And dad give you money? Since you're the youngest on the show, we figured we would ask you.
Yes. So I get money for gas and food. So pretty much living.
Right. Do you use that money towards anything else? Have you ever taken dad's gas money or food money and purchased something for your boyfriend? A hat?
No, I mean, I think I did by accident once. It was a shirt from Target that was $10, and it was really cute in my defense.
Girl, it's okay. Everyone walks into Target and blacks out.
Was that the gas money or the food money that you bought a shirt with?
It's probably food money. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My brother went to the University of Kansas. As most of you know by now, I didn't. I'm a fan of Kansas, although I lied in my past and said I went there when I really didn't. And by the way, it's not like that's Harvard or Yale. You know, I wasn't lying to say I went to Princeton.
It's not even a good lie.
It's not even a good college to lie about. But I didn't want to get into a whole backstory, so I just said I went there. But my brother went to the University of Kansas, and my dad would send money out there. And two funny things. One, both brothers were out there. My dad, as a pilot, flew in and visited them one day. And that my brothers told my mom and dad in New Jersey that nobody out there has jobs, that it's all just schoolwork and, you know, maybe some social life and that's it. And so my parents would send them money because, you know, you can't have a job and be a college student. How is that possible?
It's impossible.
So my dad takes it to like the Pizza Hut, the bar, everything. And he goes, there's nothing but students employed in every one of these locations. Uh-huh. You know, and I would be like, yeah, dad, they do have jobs. That's how, you know, a lot of these kids end up getting through college. Then my dad gave my brother an emergency credit card, and apparently he was buying a bunch of stuff for his girlfriend on the emergency credit card.
He was like, flowers, it is an emergency. She'll freak out if she doesn't get it. Come
I guess
on.
That's right.
A loser. You want me to lose her? No. All right, this is Amber and Rock Hill. Welcome to the Mania Boy of the Rim Morning Show. What'd you use mom and dad's money for?
So through college, I worked, and I didn't tell them how much I made. I probably made more than, just a little bit more than what they thought. So they would give me like $400 or $500 a month for gas, for rent, any, nice. You know, just expenses. And I was so lucky to have that. But I was, like, living way under my means. Like, no drinking, no going out. I cooked. Like, just living the boring life. But I had $25,000 to put down on a house.
Great.
The minute I graduated.
Wow. And that was their money.
And that was their money, and they have no idea. They were like, how did you put, you know, 15% down on your house? And I was like, I don't know. I just saved.
Amber, you're the most responsible rule breaker.
Yeah,
I know.
It's Amber.
Because me and my buddy Eric, his parents, I mean, they would just, they were loaded. They would give him like $40 to order pizza.
That's a lot of money. How much pizza are you ordering?
Yeah. And so we would go to like McDonald's, get, you know, whatever $1 thing, and then go to the Army supply store to buy camo. Nothing more southern than that, by the way.
Real quick, Karina in Charlotte, good morning. And thanks for being part of the MRL Show fam. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. So what'd you use Mom and Dad's money for?
Well, it was actually Grandma's money.
Okay.
I wanted to go to a Ludacris concert. My mom said I had to take my brother. So I asked my grandma for money for a field trip.
You lied about the Luda concert and said it was a field trip.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's smart.
That's a con, and that's okay.
Thanks, Karina.
Now your celebrity sleep. It's the Dirty with Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, Loren, we talked earlier about how I was obsessed with the Johnny Depp trial while I was on my little staycation.
Yep.
Obviously, it is a serious accusation that there was some slander and, of course, some abuse in the relationship. They both say it goes both ways.
Right.
But we were both taken back by how long it takes Johnny to answer a question.
Yeah, and I don't know if that is, like, strategy from lawyers or if that's really...
So my brother and I talked about it. We think that what they're trying to do is paint him as a boy who is just kind of like...
he didn't ask for all this.
He didn't ask for any of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now the cross-examination started yesterday. It's about to come back on again at 10 a.m., I think, so we'll have to be into that here in the studio.
For sure. But there's other things going on in Hollywood, too. Like, Drake just got a restraining order against... a woman who broke into his house back in 2017, and there is a lot of back and forth between him and this woman, but he's finally gotten his restraining order in place.
Okay.
So that's good news. Because, you know, I feel like everybody deals with this. Like,
yeah.
If you're in Hollywood and you haven't had somebody, like, go over the gate and try to get into your house...
You're just not A-list.
I guess not. There is BB news for Priyanka and Nick Jonas. Now, we did know that they had a surrogate, but there is a baby name.
Ah.
A birth certificate has been filed.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Malti Marie Chopra Jonas is the baby's name. Now, Malti means small, fragrant flower or moonlight.
Like a Maltese.
Kind of.
The dog.
Yeah.
Small, little, cute dog.
Okay.
I'm not saying their child's a dog, but it's, like, small. Maltese is small, yeah.
But I wonder if they... Because, you know, when you think, like, a baby name's a really good name, and then somebody says something like that, and you're like, I don't want to name my kid a dog.
What's the name again?
Malti.
Yeah, okay.
So... and then, of course, there is the trial going on, and also A$AP Rocky was arrested. Did you see that?
Didn't he shoot somebody?
He was arrested for a 2021 shooting, I believe.
So he comes back from Barbados with
Rihanna.
His girlfriend Rihanna. Mm-hmm. They land at the airport and they handcuff him and take him away. That's,
from the private jet.
So he got free transportation from the airport, which is nice, but he also had to go in handcuffs, which sucks.
Okay. And Jada Pinkett Smith, she just came out with her new season of Red Table Talk, and there was a message written on the bottom of the screen saying that her and her family are in deep healing and that they will address the issue when the time is right.
Amanda, my wife, I'll give her credit for this. She had a great joke the other day. Her mom came in, they're in California right now, but her mom came in on Saturday, spent Sunday with us, and we were outside talking to neighbors, and I said something jokingly about how my mother-in-law can't park the car straight in the driveway, you know? Mm-hmm. And my wife, without missing a beat, turns around and goes,
keep my mom's name out your mouth.
I was like, Amanda, that was really good timing. That was really funny stuff. I give her credit.
Yeah. And Taylor Swift's boyfriend is addressing the engagement rumors without giving us an answer. I hate when I see headlines like this and then I click on them to do more research. And it's like, he just said he wouldn't say.
Yeah.
Thanks for the update.
Yeah, he's addressing it. He's addressing it by saying he's not going to say anything.
Right. So anyway, you can get more celebrity gossip at kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.